Track 9, and now it's on with the news. Dancing in the street for World Cup bid. Team GB's tap dance team are going to Germany for the World Championships at the end of September. They are made up of dancers from around the country, including Mia, Mackenzie and Farah, from Newton Abbott, Totnes and Paignton, respectively. Teams must be completely self-funded for merchandise, travel and accommodation. Members have been fundraising in their local areas through raffles, auctions and sponsored dances. Their most recent event was held in Newton Abbott, where they danced between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and raised £588. This included a large GoFundMe donation and a contribution from the recently disbanded dance group for over 60s, the Dawlish Dancers. The team is made up of 46 members from around the country, aged between 10 and 24 years old. Among them are world champion Mackenzie Alexander, 15, and European champion Farah Davidson, 11. Claire, mum of Mia Doherty from Newton Abbott and the 2022 World Silver Medalist, said, "I think when people think about tapping, they think of Bing Crosby and stuff like that, but it's a lot more progressive, very modern, very upbeat. Of course, it's very competitive, but some of the kids from different countries get along so well. Last year, we came home from the World Championships with golds and silvers. We aim to do as well as we did last year. And I happened to be in town while this was going on, and they really are a talented bunch, and I wish them all the best in the championships."
Bullying boyfriend jailed. A jealous boyfriend who attacked his partner 3 times and trashed her home in Newton Abbott has been banned from returning to Devon. Jason Moffat was so drunk when he carried out the attacks that he could not remember them afterwards. He throttled his girlfriend until she thought she'd pass out and hit her so hard in the face she was left with wobbly teeth. The couple had known each other for 4 years, but only been in an on and off relationship for 8 months, during which Moffat became increasingly paranoid and jealous, leading him to make false allegations of seeing other men. He smashed windows and televisions and left a trail of blood across the kitchen floor after returning on his own after the couple argued during a night out. His partner got home at 4 a.m. to find £6,910 worth of damage. He was arrested but released, and less than a month later they argued again while drinking in the Union Inn, and this time she went home early, leaving him drinking in the pub for another 3 hours. He attacked her when he got home, sitting her in the face, strangling her as he straddled her on the ground, and went on to assault her for a third time and damaged her phone 17 days later. Moffat, aged 39, previously of Church Road, Newton Abbott, but now living in Runcorn, Cheshire, admitted strangulation, 2 assaults and 2 offences of criminal damage. He was jailed for 2 years, suspended for 2 years, curfewed and put on an alcohol tag for 6 months and ordered to attend a Building Better Relationships course by Judge Stephen Climey at Exeter Crown Court. The judge ordered him to pay £2,000 compensation order and imposed a restraining order, which banned him from contacting the victim for 7 years or entering Devon for 2 years. He told him, "You have a history of abusing women, and for 2 or 3 months this year you abused your partner, primarily because of your abuse of alcohol. I suspect both parties drank too much to some extent, but that does not excuse your behaviour." Mr. Michael Brown, prosecuting, said the Moffat became paranoid and jealous when he was drunk and caused almost £7,000 to the victim's home during the first incident, which happened after the couple had been drinking at the White Hart and Wetherspoons. The most serious assault happened on May the 2nd after they'd been to the Union Inn, where Moffat's behaviour was so abusive that his partner went home and he attacked her after arriving back 3 hours later. She suffered an injury to her mouth and feared for her life when he put his hands around her neck and squeezed hard. She managed to kick him off her and lock herself in the bathroom, where she called the police. The final attack was on May the 19th, when they spent the day at home together drinking, and there was an argument in which he wrestled with her and damaged her phone. She fled the house in the Bradley area of Newton Abbot, screaming for help and for neighbours to call the police. She wrote an impact statement saying the abuse had a profound effect on her. Mr. Martin Soloway, defending, said Moffat has already spent 3 months in custody, which has forced him to remain abstinent from alcohol. He is now determined to address the issues that have been led him to offending. He is returning to his father's home in Runcorn, where he plans to work so he can pay compensation for the damage he caused.
Walking back to Dawlish. Dawlish Walking Festival is back. Starting on Saturday, September 9th, organisers hope to encourage as many people to join in the varied series of walks in and around Dawlish. A spokesman said, "We are delighted to be back with a wide variety of walks on offer and some great new walks for 2023. There is something for everyone. Many walks are led by community organisations and individuals who generously give their time during the festival. The 8-day festival starts with a walk around Kenton Common led by Timoth and Dawlish Ramblers. The festival is organised by Sustainable Dawlish with sponsorship from the Shoe Centre and Dawlish Town Council with assistance from volunteers. Focused on encouraging people to adopt a more sustainable lifestyle, Sustainable Dawlish champions walking through the annual walking festival because it is very beneficial for people's health, well-being and the environment. Participants are asked to arrive in plenty of time and wear appropriate footwear and clothing. All walks are assessed as to the weather conditions. All children must be accompanied by an adult. Walks suitable for wheelchairs and mobility scooters are indicated next to each walk.
Future of Newton Abbot Wilko hangs in the balance. Up to 51 Wilko stores are to be saved after discount chain B&M agreed to take on the shops from the collapsed retailer. News of the purchase of 51 of the company's 400 stores comes as talks over a larger rescue deal continue. B&M has not confirmed which Wilko shops it has bought or how many jobs could be saved as a result of the deal. Wilko's Newton Abbot store is currently still trading. B&M said it will take on up to 51 stores in a deal worth £13 million. Wilko fell into administration in August as it struggled with sharp losses and a cash shortage. It is understood that a deal tabled by HMV's owners to buy up to 300 shops has stalled over funding issues. Wilko has faced strong competition from rivals such as Poundland, The Range and Home Bargains, as the high cost of living has pushed shoppers to seek out bargains. Wilko's stores remain open for now as it seeks a buyer, but more than 12,500 jobs were put at risk by the collapse. The first redundancies, 269 jobs at Wilko Support Centre in Worksop and 14 others at a subsidiary firm, started on Monday.
Alice Cross Cocktail Charity Night. This article has got lots of pictures of musicians and singers obviously entertaining a very happy audience, and the heading, Charity Night Raises £650 for Charity. The spectacular Alice Cross Cocktail Charity Night has raised £650. Friday night's event started with a lovely surprise at Alice Cross Community Centre when a stranger walked in waving a £10 note, saying he could not attend the charity event that night, but could he put this in the collecting box for him? Manager Jackie O'Brien was delighted to accept this first of many folding donations. By 7 p.m, the hall was full to capacity with 23 members of the popular choir Tynmouth Sings. Dawlish Ukulele Band accounted for 12 more performers, three soloists, a duo, and a cluster of volunteers serving the drinks. In the kitchen, Dave and Amber were preparing an array of exotic cocktails to serve to the 40 guests, including six people representing Dawlish Community Transport, The charity lined up to receive the donations. Following an arson attack on their vehicles in Barton Car Park, Dawlish, several weeks ago, Jackie decided to support the charity, and the idea of cocktails came to mind. She asked Viv Wilson to organise the musical entertainment and arrangements culminating in a wow of an event that generated not only enormous enjoyment, but a notable boost to DCT funds. Teamwork from the volunteers was essential to success, and even the ones doing the work had a really happy time.